Mr. Sunak is, of course, the first practicing Hindu prime minister in British history, and he has discussed how important his faith is in his life.
I'm a proud Hindu, and that's how I was raised, that's how I am. Having faith to give you resilience, to give you strength is important, and it provides an outlook on life which I find particularly valuable.
The majority of prime ministers, though, have been avowed Christians. Here are just a few examples.
I believe that by taking together these key elements from the Old and New Testaments, we gain a view of the universe, a proper attitude to work, and principles to shape economic and social life.
In this new world, how religious faith develops will have a profound impact.
This is a Christian country. Yes, we're a nation that embraces, welcomes and accepts all faiths and none, but we're still a Christian country.
Our Christian heritage is something we can all be proud of.
Tony Blair, he held off converting to Catholicism from Anglicanism until after he left Downing Street. When I asked him about it later, I said he would have been the first Catholic political leader since Henry VIII.
Yes.
He just laughed, but it was quite a big deal, wasn't it? That's why
it was a very big deal, and he was nervous about it. It was a gradual decision on his part. He'd say, "Look, I've been moving in this direction for 25 years since I married Cherie. I go to a Catholic church with the family. That's important to me." He held off for various reasons, and he said it was going to be more trouble than it was worth if he was in office. He'd get all kinds of questions which would divert him from policy issues. There were still very much at that time, there were the things on the statute book which would have been problematic, about Catholics advising the Queen as head of the Supreme Governor of the Church of England. It would have been problematic in terms of the Northern Irish peace process, although, interestingly, he got on like a house on fire with Ian Paisley, on the other end of the Christian spectrum.
But it's interesting, too. He actually had Protestant Northern Irish antecedents, grandparents.
Yeah, and people don't realise that, so they assume that he's rather posh Anglo-Scot. In fact, he's half English and half Protestant Irish, and his mother's family were farmers from County Donegal, deeply, deeply Protestant. His grandfather was in charge of the local Orange Lodge. His grandmother made him promise not to marry a Catholic. And I wonder, I think Tony Blair was a curious mixture of rebel and conformist. And I just wonder whether he didn't get a slight kick out of the fact when he became a Catholic, how the reaction of his Irish Protestant antecedents and his own atheist father.
And looking ahead, or speculating rather, what do we know about Keir Starmer and God?
Well, we know because he made a statement, I think 3 years ago, that he is an atheist. And if he's elected in the next few months, then he would be the first avowed atheist in Downing Street.
So where would that leave him in participating in national church services? Would that make him a hypocrite?
No, I don't think so. We have plenty of people in the church here, Sunday by Sunday, who aren't Catholics. Everyone is welcome. And obviously, they should participate to the extent to which they feel comfortable. My concern isn't so much that you have an atheist, a non-believer in Downing Street. It's what's their level of theological literacy. And I think that's where things have changed over the last two or three generations. Even those who had a weak faith or no faith in the past, you could have a conversation with them. So people like Clement Attlee, they knew what Christianity was about. They knew what mattered to the church. And you could have a constructive dialogue. The problem today is whether people think of themselves as Christian or not. And it's not just limited to non-believers. The theological understanding is much, much diminished. And that's problematic.
It's interesting, isn't it? Keir Starmer says he's an atheist, yet at home he also says his family observe some Jewish traditions because his wife is Jewish.
Yeah, and he said he's very respectful of faith. If that's the case, then there oughtn't to be a problem.
Now, here we are at Easter, which to some people is a double bank holiday. And of course, includes the most somber day in the Christian calendar today, Good Friday, and then the most celebrated day on Easter Sunday. What's one thought you'd like all our politicians to take away today?
Be open to the spiritual side of human nature. We talk about it in other language today. We talk about mental health. realize that human beings are more than flesh and blood, that we're concerned with more than just economics. Yes, we have to care for the body, but there's a whole other aspect of the human person which must be cared for as well. And without that other aspect, I'd say that there is a diminished understanding of joy and meaning and purpose in life. And I think people, whether they have articulated that or not, it's what they experience. So please be open to that, and please be open to what people of faith have to offer.
Father Mark, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That was Mark Vickers, author of God in Number 10.